Blog Talk Radio.
People of God, Emmanuel. If God be for us, if God be for a nation, who can be against her? Nobody. You may be seated. Yes, we are here today because we want to know God's opinion about our situation. And there is no way to know God's opinion about our situation without God's word. Right now, your attention is needed. Tell your neighbor, your attention is needed. For you to receive the word of God in the midst of your heart, your attention is needed. If you give partial attention, you will get partial results. But if you give total attention, you will receive total results. Hallelujah. Amen. In my experience in the church so far, I was privileged to observe different kinds of people. I have seen those who come to church because of material gain, those who come to church because of political gain, and those who come to church for the salvation of their soul. Let me give you a good example. Many people in the past, when they were looking for blessing or position, they were frontline members. Having enough time to spend in the church, fasting and praying. Now they are blessed. Where are they? Now they are given high positions. Where are they? They have no time to even listen to sermons and read the Bible with devotion, let alone fast and pray. This made me to understand that pleasure usually takes the mind of man off his Creator. Sooner or later, he begins to glorify his blessing rather than the giver of his blessing. This is what is affecting many of us today. Many people today have allowed wealth, fame, popularity, money, power, and authority to take their mind, their time, and their loyalty off their Creator. This shows that all high places are slippery places. The higher you go, the more the temptation. Tell your neighbor, all high places are slippery places. The higher you go, the more the temptation. This will lead me to the title of today's message, The Most Charming Temptation. Tell your neighbor, the most charming temptation. Our proof text shall be taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 3, and verse 16 to the end. And then chapter 4, from verse 1 to verse 4, and verse 8 to 11. This is all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his encounter with the tempter in the wilderness. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. I read. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased." Chapter 4, verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Verse 3. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Verse 8. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All these I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Hallelujah. I want you to picture yourself being baptized in a river, and suddenly the heaven opens, and a voice from it declares concerning you, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Picture yourself. If such manifestation were to happen to you, everyone witnessing it would believe that, one, you are the closest person to God, and two, they would believe that because of your closeness to God, you can never be tempted by the devil. But going by the scripture we have just read, we understand that after the declaration of Jesus as the Son of God, the Savior of the world, he was tempted. This means no matter how close you are to Jesus, you can still be tempted. Tell your neighbor, no matter how close you are to Jesus, you can still be tempted. Take note. Jesus did not go into the desert to tempt, but to be tempted. The Bible says he was led by the Spirit of God into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And that was why he overcame. God usually prepares his people for temptation before he calls them to eat. Daniel was called to eat. That was why he was able to pass through the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were called to eat. That was why they were able to pass through the fire. I want to ask you this fundamental question. Are you sure you did not tempt the devil to tempt you? Ask your neighbor. Are you sure you did not tempt the devil to tempt you? When we presume upon our own strength and tempt the devil to tempt us, we provoke God to withdraw his power and leave us to our own power. Tell your neighbor, when we presume upon our own strength and tempt the devil to tempt us, we provoke God to withdraw his power and leave us to our own power. Amen? Now, the Bible says that Satan uses our situation to tempt us. Satan uses our situation to tempt us. What is your situation as a child of God? Look at the case of Jesus. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he found himself in a situation of hunger. knowing that Jesus was hungry, Satan tempted him with bread. Let me tell you about temptation. Temptation is the presentation of evil. It is an opportunity to choose temporary pleasure rather than permanent gain. Tell your neighbor, temptation is the presentation of evil. It is an opportunity to choose temporary pleasure rather than permanent gain. Jesus knew this. That was why when he was tempted to turn the stones into bread, he said to the tempter, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." Meaning, I may be hungry, Satan, but I'm not desperate about food. Let somebody say, I may be hungry, Satan, but I'm not desperate about food. Hallelujah. There is one important lesson here. If Jesus was desperate about food, he would have been tempted to put on a sensational display of power and turn the stones into bread as suggested by the devil. Jesus was not desperate about food because the Savior knew that a man may want bread and yet be a candidate of heaven. A man may be poor and yet be a friend of God. Let somebody say, a man may want bread and yet be a candidate of heaven. A man may be poor and yet be a friend of God. Hallelujah.
Dwelling daily in your presence, I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. Lord, I just want to be where you are, to enter boldly.
Hallelujah. Thank you. You may be seated. In John chapter 14 and verse 27, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ makes it clear that there are two sources in this world: God and Satan. Tell your neighbor, there are two sources in this world: God and Satan. Ask your neighbor, who is your source? Let us open our Bible to the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives." This means the peace Christ gives is infinitely more valuable than that which the world gives. When Jesus said, "My peace I give you, not as the world gives," he equally meant, "My love I give you, not as the world gives." He equally meant, "My joy I give you, not as the world gives." He equally meant, "My blessing I give you, not as the world gives." This means that the world too can give you peace, love, joy, and blessings, but there are conditions attached to them. Look at the way Satan tempted Jesus. He said to Jesus, "All the glory of the world I will give you." And you know what the glory of the world is all about. It includes wealth, position, fame, and the rest. He said, "All the glory of the world I will give you if you will bow down and worship me." Can you see the condition I'm talking about? Satan tempted Jesus to idolatry with offer of the kingdom of the world and the glory of it. If Jesus were to be the carnal type, he would have bowed down for Satan, because the glory of the world is the most charming temptation to the carnally minded. Let somebody say, the glory of the world is the most charming temptation to the carnally minded. Yes. The society we are in today, many become wealthy in a twinkle of an eye, but the source of that wealth is questionable. Say questionable. Yes. Many become wealthy in a twinkle of an eye. You know somebody yesterday was poor, before you know it, he does not know what he has. The richest man in the community. Many become rich in a twinkle of an eye, but the source of that wealth is questionable. What do I mean? In the world, there is what we call devil's sacrifice. Say devil's sacrifice. When Satan gives you something that gives you apparent peace with the right hand, he takes from you something your life depends on with the left hand. When I say apparent peace, I mean something that looks like peace. It is not. Tell your neighbor, when Satan gives you something that gives you apparent peace with the right hand, he takes from you something your life depends on with the left hand. For example, if Satan knows that you are in need of money, he will make money available. It looks like money, but it is not money. That money will not be able to stand the test of time. The money will leave you and will leave greater problem behind. You will be very surprised that by the time you have the money in your hand, that is when people in your family will begin to complain of sickness, joblessness, accidents, and so forth. The money will not be enough, and your condition will be worse than before. Amen. Brethren, as children of light, there is something you must know. Anything the children of light have, Satan has the counterfeit of them. Tell your neighbor, anything the children of light have, Satan has the counterfeit of them. We have the original grace, but Satan has the photocopy of it, which cannot stand the test of time. In a nutshell, the blessing of the world is a fading thing. So is the life itself on which it is bestowed. As the blessing is fading away, so the life that carries it. Tell your neighbor, the blessing of the world is a fading thing. So is the life itself on which it is bestowed. As the blessing is fading away, so the life that carries it. Hallelujah.
See me through, Lord Jesus, see me through, see me through, Lord Jesus, see me through, 'cause there is a race that I must run.
May be seated. As this message is coming to an end, I want to ask you the following question. Are you worried about tomorrow? Ask your neighbor. Remember, anxiety about tomorrow is the cause of corruption in high places, the cause of stealing, killing, and destruction is the urge to store up treasures here on earth. What are you looking for in this life? I mean, what are you out for? Jesus' temptation shows that he was not out for material and political gain, but for the work of his heavenly Father. Therefore, as children of the Most High God, let us live for eternity, and we shall see that all is available in time. Tell your neighbor, let us live for eternity.
Let us live for eternity.
And we shall see that all is available in time. In other words, when you make God your heart's delight, you will have your heart's desire. Tell your neighbor, when you make God your heart's delight, you will have your heart's desire. I believe you are blessed with this message. Hallelujah. At this point, I will leave you in faith, and I pray to meet you in faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.